Tim Laird. Hello, is anyone else here yet?
Hey, Cam, it's Mike.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good.
I heard somebody else there too, didn't I?
Yeah, hey, it's Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hello.
We've got a lot on the plate tonight, so I hope everybody kind of gets here on time.
Yeah.
Was an agenda posted anywhere, Cam? I didn't see one.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mike. I can choose one right now.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. Kevin and Brandy here.
Hello. Hey.
Hey. Who's all here?
So far, Tom and Mike and you guys.
Tom.
Hello.
I'd like to, after this magazine contract's over, I'd like to have
Marilyn Sullivan.
Brainstorming session with you about how to attract more international members.
That sounds great. I'd be all over that.
All right.
Holly. Hello, Holly and Marilyn.
Hi there.
Hello.
Mike, I just sent that email to you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And I just read on the forum that Kevin's challenge has been met.
Yeah, he just made his $500 donation a few minutes ago.
Awesome.
In the math world, 500 is 500 greater than zero.
And we've met our $5,000 goal.
Hey.
Yay!
Someone
said moving
someone,
forward.
Someone... What's at that low number?
I like Sandy's reasoning behind that. Pick a number that you know you can meet and then surpass it. Is Anthony here yet?
Yeah, I've been here for a while.
I'm sorry, Anthony. I miss you.
I've been talking also.
Richard Tennyson.
I thought that was your voice. Richard is here.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, Richard.
Hey.
Hello.
Do we have Ken Ferris here yet? Just give him another minute. Kevin McBath, are you here?
Hello.
Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Kim.
Congratulations. We see that your challenge has been met.
Yep.
For the fundraiser. Awesome.
Yep, and I made the donation as well.
Yep. Fantastic. Okay, it seems like we have most of our people here. Ken Ferris is still not here. But it seems like we have everyone else from the board. So I'm going to go ahead, if no one minds, and I'm going to call the meeting to order at 8.03 p.m. Eastern Time. You all ready to go, Brandy? Okay. Roll call. Kim Laird is present. Anthony Shave?
Here.
Kevin Axtell?
Here.
Ken Ferris is absent for right now. Hopefully will join us. Richard Kennison?
Here.
Kevin Macbeth?
Here.
Tom Wall?
Here.
Holly Greeley?
Here.
Mike Sullivan?
Here.
And Marilyn Sullivan is here.
Here.
Correct. Martin Frost, not here. And Brandy Slater. Okay. Approval of the agenda. We need a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
I motion to approve it.
We need a second. Agenda somewhere?
Who asked that? I'm
Holly.
Sorry. Holly, I will shoot you an email right now with it.
Thank you.
I thought I had sent it to Board Plus, but apparently I didn't.
Who made the motion?
Anthony, was that you that made the motion?
Sure was. It was my first one.
Yay. And we need a second on that.
I'll second it. This is Tom.
Are there any changes, corrections, things that you see need to be added to the agenda for this evening? If not, is there anyone opposed to approving the agenda? Did I hear someone? Excuse me? Okay. Anyone abstain? If not, the agenda is approved. Moving on to item 4, approval of the minutes from our last meeting. We need an motion to approve the minutes from September 16th.
Motion to approve. This is Kevin Macbeth.
And we need a second.
Second, Kevin Exo.
Okay, and any corrections needed on the September 16th minutes? If not, anyone opposed to approving the minutes? Abstentions? Minutes are approved. Moving on to reports, I did put in tonight's agenda a report. We still do not have a fest director. I am still in the process of calling people. I am presently playing phone tag with Rick Pertee and have several other people in line to still contact. Mike has given me a September-October to-do list, and I've been working on what I can, not to overstep any fest directors' boundaries too much, but there are certain things that do have to start getting done. And one of those things is the awards committee. Bob Newman has agreed to head the awards committee again this year and has already started lining up people to be on that committee. Any questions about Fest 2010?
Hey, Kim?
Yes?
Would it be possible for you to post that task list on the board forum?
Sure. I can do that. No problem, because if we don't have a Fest director soon, and I mean within weeks, we're going to have to start divvying up some of the duties and just moving forward. There are certain things like the advertising that Tom could possibly, that maybe you could help out with Tom and Kevin as far as the finances and that. So I think we can divvy up the duties if we can't find someone. But that's, I'm not leaving any stone unturned at this point. Okay, any other questions on that?
Kim, has anyone suggested Todd Strong as a possible candidate?
No, they have not.
Okay, because, of course, he was Fest director before, and he's the reason that we're going to Sparks next year. He chose the site, and he's not too terribly far away geography-wise, being in Washington.
Right. Good thought, Mike. I will, once I hear back from Rick Pertee, since I've already put in a call to him,
mm-hmm.
I will put Todd as the next person on the list.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
That makes perfect sense. Thank you.
Hey, Kim.
Sure.
Just a general note about festivals. We should probably get a nice list together of all these people we've contacted so that we already have a list put together in future years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because certain people had said, you know, they had never thought about being fest director, but, you know, they like the idea and would definitely seriously consider it, but they just could not this year. So we have some potentials.
Right, and it'd be nice to jumpstart a recruiting for future years.
Sure. Okay. Any other comments or questions? Okay. If not, let's move right along to Future Fest. Mike.
Yes, thank you, Kim. Well, I hope everyone had a chance to look at the report I posted on Rochester, Minnesota for 2011 and look at some of the pictures as well. I think that the IJA has a really outstanding offer in a city that is ideal for our needs with a lot of intrinsic benefits that we wouldn't find anywhere else, and financial terms that are really eye-popping compared to what we're used to the last several years. So I would urge the board to approve Rochester, Minnesota on tonight's call for the 2011 festival to be held on those dates mentioned in the report.
That sounds
love
wonderful.
I thought it was really well done, and I think it's a fantastic site.
And we do have it on the motions, under the list of motions for approval.
Okay, good. Before we move off of Fest, then let me talk a little bit about 2012.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, we've had two successful festivals in Winston-Salem in 07 and 09. And presuming that we have a good festival in Rochester in 2011, I think then we could say that the IJA has found one city in the East and one city in the Midwest that is perfect for our needs. And although Rochester, Minnesota doesn't want us to commit to 2013 at this time, they would be happy to have us every other year and give us the same favorable terms adjusted for inflation year after year. And then we would be able to contemplate something that a lot of people in the IJA have always wished for, which is a rotation of cities that are good for our needs, that are easy to get to, and that we can afford, and that actually want us to come back year after year. And so I would propose that we consider moving towards Winston-Salem for 2012 and 2014, and Rochester, Minnesota for 2011 at least, and very likely 2013, thereby having a Midwestern city for everyone from the Midwest, from Central Canada, and from the West to get to easily, and then an East Coast city where we've been before, which has been very successful for us, and again, wants us back and that we can afford. By choosing those two cities, we would save a tremendous amount of effort, work, uncertainty, and missed opportunities by our hardworking volunteers and the fest director, since we already have a template that works in Winston-Salem. And I can see that we would have a very easy time of it in Rochester, Minnesota as well. That would save the IJA and a lot of other people from a lot of hassle and time and trouble trying to find a new city every year to take our festival to, where we have to learn about what they can and can't do, train everybody, figure it all out, make all the contacts, get all the arrangements set up, instead of just following the same template every other year, which, of course, is what we did in 2007 and 2009 for Winston-Salem, and didn't really hear any complaints about that. So I'd like to propose that, and I'd like to put it in everybody's mind, and if that's something that we can decide on fairly soon, I can stop looking for 2012 cities right now.
Question, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Is Rochester, New York? Are you certain that that's an easy to get to from California? I mean, maybe it is. I'm just asking.
Well, I'm not talking about Rochester, New York.
Sorry.
I'm talking
Minnesota.
About Minnesota. Minnesota.
Yeah, I knew what you meant. I'm sorry.
Okay. From anywhere in the country and from anywhere in the world, you can get to Rochester, Minnesota by air one of two ways. One is to fly to Minneapolis-St. Paul International, which, of course, is an international gateway hub, and then fly on to Rochester, which is about a 21-minute flight on a regional jet. They have about four or five flights a day between those two cities. Or what's probably going to be a lot cheaper and a lot easier for many people is to fly to Minneapolis-St. Paul and then take a $30 shuttle bus, which runs 7 days a week, almost 24 hours a day, between Minneapolis-St. Paul and the downtown hotels in Rochester, Minnesota. Now, what you have to understand is that over a million people a year come to Rochester, Minnesota to visit the Mayo Clinic. So they've made it pretty easy for people from every corner of the world to get to Rochester, Minnesota. And that's one of the really unique things that Rochester offers us that other cities its size would not be able to offer. The Mayo Clinic and all of the things that it brings us those benefits, and yet we really don't have to pay anything extra for that.
I think this would make it a lot easier to find fest directors.
You bet it would. For right now, for example, we're faced with a festival in about 8 months' time where literally no one in the IJA has laid eyes on the property. A contract was signed without a site inspection, and, you know, we don't really know what we're walking into there. Whereas I only agreed to be the festival director for 2009, having been in Winston-Salem in 2007 and seeing what a great facility we had and what a perfect city it was for us. That made my confidence level go up, and it made my job so much easier since all of those contacts were already in place.
Okay, I think it's a good idea.
This is Richard. I've always thought this is a good idea, and I think we found the two cities. And I think one of the other things is local clubs will grow there because they know in 2 years the big one's coming. I think we'll grow some clubs and some jugglers there that will be a core group of people.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I've been a fan of having set festival sites as well. We just don't have the manpower to keep reinventing the wheel every year.
Yeah. Here's one other thing to think about, and this is no one's fault. It's just the way the IJA operates, is that right now we're contemplating signing a contract for a festival in July of 2011. Mm-hmm. And Kim's term will end the first day of that festival. So really what we're asking our chairman to do every year when we only book 2 years out is to sign a contract for a festival to be held in a city when they will no longer be in office. And if we go to this rotating system of two cities where we know everything works, it relieves the board and the chairman from a lot of uncertainty about whether they're making the correct decision for the IJA. And really, an organization our size with the crazy kind of requirements that we have for a festival, we should be booking contracts 3 years out. And since our board terms are only 2 years, that really puts any decision that this board would take on people going to the 2012 or 2013 festival in someone else's lap. And again, in fairness to those future boards and those jugglers who are going to come to those festivals in the future, it would be a lot better if they had a known constant that we are returning to year after year, where it's not a complete unknown or a big roll of the dice every time we go to a new city.
I agree. It all makes perfect sense.
I think It's a can of worms every time we do it, but I think it's a good idea to post that very idea somewhere on the forum so that the naysayers can have their say.
That's not a problem. Actually, throughout last year, prior to the Winston-Salem Fest, every festival I went to, any juggling club I went to, granted I only go to three different ones, everyone said, I only heard one person say that they were not going to Winston-Salem last year because they had already been there.
That's not the point. The point is, from a political standpoint, let's have a conversation between more people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. Let me say that right now I've got about four other cities that want our business in 2012, and they want to know if I want to come and visit and, you know, how far along in the process we should go at this point for selecting a 2012 city. And if a decision on this idea is still off in the future, then I'm going to tell them I'd just rather wait until that decision is made rather than tie up their time and money now.
Can we just wait until next month's meeting, Mike? Can it just wait like 4 weeks?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's all make sure that we get discussion going on the forums, and perhaps we can put it in the newsletter and ask people to post on the forums or send the emails to let us know what their thoughts are.
The only thing I don't like about it is, I mean, don't get me wrong, the reasons you already gave, Mike, sound very compelling, but, I mean, we're kind of making the assumption that Rochester will be a good site for us.
That is right, and all I can go by is everything that I've seen and that Kevin McBeth has seen and that Jeff Casper has seen and the representations that everybody in Rochester has made and all of the, you know, the facts about Rochester that certainly tilted in our favor. It's geography, it's affordability, it's compactness, all of those things. In other words, the whole time I was in Rochester, I kept waiting for the catch, the gotcha, the thing they didn't tell us about that's going to make our festival lousy, and I never found it. And so, yes, it's possible that we'll have a bad festival in Rochester, but I am very doubtful that would happen. And even if that would happen, we will still make money on that festival because the offer they have for us is so strong. But even without all of that, as I said, Rochester knows that we have to give them a try for 1 year before we will be comfortable signing a contract for 2013. And therefore, they are not asking us to sign a contract for 2013 until after our festival there in 2011. And they will give us an offer today that is going to be good all the way through 2011 so that we can decide after the 2011 festival whether we want to return there in 2013.
Okay.
Really what I'm asking for now is just an agreement in principle that this is something we should strongly consider.
I think it is something we should strongly consider.
Yeah, but that, I mean, I'm not trying to be rude, but that we can't afford to be wishy-washy. Being with something like that, it's either yes or no. There is no strongly consider. So that's why we need to tell the membership, get their have them flame us for it, and then make a decision based on that.
Okay. I agree. And just remember, when we read all of the comments from people who say this is a stupid idea, they're probably not the ones who have to go out and do all of the work that it takes to find a perfect city every year.
I agree. And I think Martin Frost, it's just a move to show them that we're including them. That's nothing more, because they are not going to be the ones doing the work, and they refuse to see that it requires that much work.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so should I be the one posting this idea, or is someone else going to do that?
Mike, if you'd like, I'll go ahead and I usually post a summary of what happened at
okay.
the evening's board meeting the next morning.
Right.
So if you want, I can just put something in, but I'll run it past you first before I post, so then I'm sure I have all the details correct. Okay.
Okay, that sounds fine. Thanks.
Okay.
And this is Richard.
Hello, Robert.
I think it's a great idea. And I think when you post this for these people to peruse, make their comments, I don't think there's anything wrong with Mike's request. We say, as a board, we are strongly considering this, and we think this is a good thing, and here's why. And for 1 month, we'll take Anthony's suggestion to let people talk. But we're going to vote on this in November, and we're strongly moving to this. I think that's leadership saying this is what we think is the best.
Right.
Yeah, that's perfect, Richard. That's way better than what I said.
Okay, I wrote that down, so, yeah. I'll include that in the post, that this will be on the agenda for a vote at
the first
meeting.
And I don't mean for anybody else, but I'm just saying, if most of us agree this is a good thing to really, really consider, I think we should say it that way. This is something the board has got great advisement about, and we think it's a good idea, and this is what we're going to vote on in November.
Tom and Kevin, what do you guys think?
I think it's a pretty good idea.
I agree. Yeah.
All right, so then that is the majority of us, at least.
Yeah, it also, from a financial standpoint, it does, going into the same place again over, you know, every couple of years, we do have a financial idea of how we're going to do. It's a little less of a guess.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It gives us some stability, I should say. Okay, any other comments on this? If not, thank you, Mike, and I'll be in touch to, you know, that past you before I post.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Kevin, anything
Hello.
From the store tonight?
Two things. Still trying to get that new PayPal set up working. I need to talk with you a bit offline about that.
Okay.
And then one other thing is I'm working with David to set up some store reports so we can actually report on what we sell each month.
Okay.
In an aggregated version. Probably starting January next year.
Okay.
And that's all.
Okay. Kevin, just so you're aware, I know that Sandy Brown had asked for someone to take over as store distributor. I have contacted Ryan, I cannot remember his last name, but he's from Winston-Salem, is running a gym with Circus Arts as part of it. And I'm waiting to hear back from him if he would be willing to store and ship merchandise from his gym. Cool. Possibly even opening up a walk-in store site for us, which might be kind of cool. But I'm waiting to hear back from him. I also have one other person that said that if Ryan cannot take over as store distributor, they would. So we have a few possibilities going there, and I'll fill you in on that later as well. Okay?
That's fantastic. Thanks.
You're welcome.
This is to take over just the new stuff, I take it. And
that's what
you would
Sandy...
continue to store old stuff.
Correct. Correct. Financial, Kevin and Holly. Anything on the financial front?
Quarter two and quarter three financials are done. Quarter three was posted to the board forum earlier this week or last week. I'm going to send those along to David Landau to put on the website. And then in future quarters, we're going to get them out within 1 month of the quarter ending.
Okay.
And then also we've got the budget prepared and posted on the board forum, and I'd really appreciate if people would comment on it. So this would be the 2010 budget, the organization as a whole budget, as well as the potential festival budget. Kim Laird and Mike have both made comments on those. So if I don't hear much from other people, then I will start calling people to discuss it. So please comment. And then we'll vote on those at the next meeting.
Okay, so everyone, please make sure that you get on and check out those financials and ask questions and dig and make comments. Okay, we need to hear feedback from everybody.
The other financial news is the fundraising drive. I actually have some checks in hand here, and the grand total is nearly $6,000.
Oh. Ah. Woohoo! Keep it coming. Awesome. That's great news.
Just for the record, the drive doesn't stop when we hit the goal. We're going to try to push on as far as we can.
Exactly. That's awesome. Thank you for that good news, Holly. Any questions for Kevin or Holly? If not, moving on to magazine. Anthony, do you have anything on that, or are we going to wait for...
No, I mean, this is what the board basically needs to hear is that the... I feel like I've failed, and what I mean is, you know, I wanted to figure out a way to make this magazine viable with a reasonable increase in dues, and I just don't think it's possible. So this is what we're faced with. We're faced with a four-issue magazine for $55,000 or $55,500 or a three-issue magazine for $44,000 a year. And basically, you know, depending on what you consider for membership numbers and what you consider for the how much the membership income has to cover the bookkeeper's fee, then that's going to affect what our prices are. So right now, what we need to accept or not accept is three or four issues. From my point of view, and Kim and I kind of had an argument about this, and from my point of view, I am going to, and she doesn't know this, I'm going to actually side with Kim's side. I think if we go down to three issues, it's going to be the beginning of the end, because even with three issues to cover our costs, we would still need to raise dues. So we'd be taking benefits away and raising dues at the same time. So I think what we need to do is stick with the four issues, have a good membership drive, raise the dues to what they need to be in increments over a few years. But at the same time, we need to tap the Life Member Fund in decreasing increments to help offset the lack of covering the cost of the magazine. What the final numbers are, I think, are less important than voting on whether or not we're actually going to sign the contract with Alan. Meaning, once we decide on whether or not we have the we're going to do the contract, then we can figure out what the new dues will be by January, if that's what it takes. Does anyone have any comments or questions on that?
Well, first of all, Anthony, please don't feel like you failed here. I felt the same way 3 years ago, and I empathize with you there. We can still make changes. The contract that Alan has offered us, and Anthony, did you get a copy of the contract that
You forwarded it to me, but the attachment's not on there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why it didn't go through.
I'm aware of what's in there based on based on our previous conversations.
Right.
So that from the board should look at the contract as a whole, but from the one who's been doing the research, I'm of the opinion that everything in there is in the organization's best interest, based on the feedback from Holly on the how to do some of the accounting, and also based on the price. I mean, Alan's actually taken a hit for us. Even if he kept the same price, he's taking a pretty reasonable hit because his costs have gone up.
Yeah. He did agree to a 5% overall decrease in the price of the contract.
Yep.
And he was already giving us somewhat of a break by not charging us for increases over the past 2 years that he should have. Excuse me. And actually, this contract is only for 2 years rather than being three, so that we can have the option that if we see a problem or want to make changes, that we can do that very easily. It's also only for 1,600 print magazines for each issue rather than the 2,000 that we're currently getting. So, I mean, we can continue discussion of this once we get to the actual motion.
You know, a lot of my time, unfortunately, or not unfortunately, but a lot of my time has been fretting over what the hell the membership numbers the membership prices are going to be, when really we need to sign a damn contract and then worry about that. Because I think for the most part, my impression is that everyone agrees that the prices need to go up, and it's just a matter of how much. Once it gets time to discuss how much the price needs to go up, I have plenty of ideas, but I mean, really, that should be between Kevin, Holly, and the rest of the board also. It shouldn't just be me dictating that. But, you know, as far as keeping membership, if we drop to three issues, I think we're going to take a huge hit on members.
Any comments or questions for Anthony?
Hey, Anthony?
Yeah.
I agree with the approach. We should deal with the magazine contract and then look at the membership prices accordingly later. And I think with a two-year contract, we're still okay. I was very concerned with a three-year contract that if we went ahead and signed it before dealing with the price levels, then we might put ourselves in tremendous financial jeopardy.
Yeah, I think the biggest debate that's going to happen is how much, if at all, we actually tap into the Life Membership Fund. But again, that's a secondary issue compared to signing the contract. So I guess my standpoint right now is I think the board needs to read whatever the final proposed contract is. Then we need to have, I guess, an emergency meeting in, say, November to vote on it. And then after that, we look at what the prices will be. And even if we implement the prices in the middle of next year, it's not going to hurt us that much. Meaning we can take our time to really discuss it and figure out how we're going to roll it out. Are you okay with holding off to voting on whether or not on voting on the contract until after everyone's seen it?
Yeah, if everyone missed the attachment that I sent, did the attachment not come through to anyone?
I got the
attachment.
Yeah. I got the attachment, and I've read the contract.
Okay. But to give Anthony – I'm sorry, was
that? No, I was just joking. Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say to give Anthony a fair shot at reading the contract, I don't mind continuing some discussion of this in the motions part of our agenda for I do not mind postponing. I don't know if I want to postpone until our November meeting, though. I'd really like to give it a week and maybe have an emergency phone call just in a week for no other issue except for the magazine vote, if that would be all right with everyone else.
I think that's a great idea.
If everyone's already read it, except for me, I know what's in there. I mean, we can pull the trigger tonight if everyone wants to.
Okay, well, let's decide that when we get to the motions area. If we need to table the vote for, say, a week's period of time, that's fine. If we're ready to move, we'll move.
All right. Sounds fine.
Okay. Anything else for Anthony? Okay, if not, we're going to move right on to membership. Thank you, Anthony. Marilyn, anything for membership?
Nothing much beyond what I've already sent in my report.
Okay.
I think Jim has been able to create the electronic cards as I was as well. No problems there. And I think they're being received well.
Awesome. Just a question, Marilyn, of the numbers that you gave, the membership numbers,
mm-hmm.
which number are the number of magazines that we last mailed out? Do you have that number?
No, none of those are that.
I can give you that, Kim.
Okay.
One second.
I'll try and remember to add that to the report next time. Sorry.
That's okay.
The last time we created magazine labels, we created 1,567 magazine labels.
Ooh, okay. All right. Thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions for Marilyn? If not, thank you, Marilyn. We're going to move right along. Under video, I know Ken isn't here tonight, but he and I have talked. I do know that he has the master DVDs in hand. He has reviewed them. Ivan did some beautiful work, he has said. Ivan himself has said he is most proud of the work that he did on the IJA Fest DVDs. He thinks it's the best work he's done to date. Mike, I've spoken with you about the artwork. And Mike is going to pass on the contact information for the artist to Ken so that we can get that done. And Ken and I have been looking at the cost of All Media, which is the company we have been getting our DVDs replicated through, and a company called Discmakers. Discmakers can do as few as 100 DVDs. They can do digipacks, they can do double packs, they can do pretty much whatever we want. And I think the number that Ken and I had looked at was, I believe there were less than 200 DVDs that were bought, Fest DVDs that were pre-purchased. So we kind of looked at the number of like about 300 DVDs, which would come to about $3.54 per DVD. Through Disc Makers. So we're looking to see if that's a more frugal move to make and go through Disc Makers instead. They can also do the mailing and all, just like All Media does.
If I can hop in, I can maybe send this to Ken Ferris, but there's a company in New York called Kunaki that for color cover printed color back and printed disc, it's $1.75, and they also provide the shipping service.
Do they have a minimum?
They do not.
Ooh, yeah, please pass that information on to him. Wherever we can save, that's a good thing.
Done.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Any other comments about video? If not, Tom, marketing and promotions?
I can't.
Sorry?
I forgot something kind of important for the magazine. The other recommendation I have is even if we sign with Alan, I say we throw in the extra $300 per issue to create a digital version just to get the membership used to it.
Okay.
That's it. Thanks.
Okay. Moving on to Tom now. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Just really briefly, the thing that is up for voting today, the vendor discount program. Just a really abbreviated version of it is I've been talking with a lot of different vendors, and most specifically Cheryl Sayers from Sportco, though I have talked to a couple of other ones in more detail than others. And we sort of developed this program, which there are going to be 3 days in which vendors who decide that they want to sign up with this affiliate program with us, they will offer our IJ membership special offers or discounts or whatever the best thing, you know, in their honest opinion that they can offer within their budget. And in return, we're going to offer them $50 off of a tabling fee at the IJA Festival, as well as ad space in the e-newsletter and on the website. I guess that's the really short version. And it sounds like, I mean, a lot of people are really interested in this, and I'm really eager to start publicizing this, should it be passed. So.
And again, that is on the motion, under the list of motions to consider tonight as well.
Yeah, and that's the motion that is, I guess, on the agenda that has all of the details. I worked this out, and I had Kevin look over it, and I had a couple of other people look over it, and it doesn't. It seems to be pretty exhaustive. So that's the big thing, I guess, that I've been working on. But I would like to talk really briefly about the YouTube thing that I've been talking to Kevin Axtell about as well. If there's nothing else that people want to talk about, the discount program.
The only thing I saw, Tom, was I think the one that was included in the agenda still has wall at juggle.org in it.
Yeah, I talked to David about that, and he's made a new marketing email address, and with that he wanted to make a new contact on the contact page. So I guess that would turn me into some sort of an officer. I think, Kim, you put that on the agenda as well, didn't you?
Right, because David Landown had felt that we needed to pass it as a motion that we were creating this new position. So that is on the update. It just happened over the last, what, Tom, 24 hours?
Yeah, pretty much.
So.
Okay.
Cool, so that's that. And then I guess this YouTube thing, I want to just mention it really briefly. I did put a posting on the board about it a couple of weeks ago, and I was directed to Kevin, and we talked about that on the phone, I don't know, not even a week ago, a couple of days ago. And basically it would be a new educational thing, because I know that we've been talking about getting into schools, but this would just be a way to get more of a presence on YouTube, and it's modeled after the online ukulele community, because if you go online and you search for just ukulele tutorial, almost everything that you'll find is from this thing called the Bushman World Ukulele Contest. And that's an online tutorial contest which is run by the Bushman Corporation, or, you know, it's an instrument-making company. And they basically just ask people to submit tutorials, and this has been going on for, I think, not even 6 years. It's pretty new. And in that, they say, hey, you know, my name is so-and-so, and this is my entry for this competition. I hope you enjoy it. And they have to have a link in the sidebar, and that's it. I mean, just they have to mention this. So for our organization, we could say, you know, hey, you know, my name is Tom. This is my entry for the IJ's, you know, new educational program or video contest program or something. Check out the IJ. There's a link in the sidebar. And everybody would post this on their own accounts, which means that there are going to be more unique viewers who wind up seeing it, because it's not just on the IJ video account. And I was talking to Kevin about this as well, and he seems to think that, I mean, it makes it a lot less of a hassle for us, too. Like, people just have to email us the link to the video, and we can promote that way. And it would wind up being voted on our website, which would direct more traffic to our website so more people could see it. People that vote don't have to be IJ members. People that make these videos, they don't have to be IJ members. All it is just for the benefit of jugglers out there to try and get some more quality tutorials on the internet. And I was hoping that we'd be able to get a couple of, I guess, prizes for the top, you know, however many the top voted, however many tutorials, whatever people think is the best number, I guess. And for those prizes not to be donated from vendors, I think it'd be pretty awesome if we could just make them IJ exclusive things, you know, like videos from, you know, highlight reels from old festivals and that kind of thing, because it is an IJ video contest. So that's, I mean, I've got more detail on my posting on the board. I don't know. I'm assuming that everybody's read it, but I'm not positive on that. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Tom, I like the basic idea. Again, I think it needs a little bit of refining yet.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it needs to be written up, of course, as a proposal, but other than that, you're on the right track, I would think. Any other comments for Tom?
just that you may not want to rule out donated prizes. I think the majority should be IJA exclusive rewards, maybe one festival package, some of our DVDs, old magazines, whatever we have that'll be low cost for us. But I think that you may, because I bet for you know, a little blur in the promotional video that vendors will donate to this, especially in coordination with the crop vendor discount program. So I wouldn't discount vendor donations as prizes. I mean, three new clubs is a lot of motivation for a juggler to make a video.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Anything else for Tom? Okay, if not, Kevin Axtell, I did not put education on the agenda this week or this month. Is it okay if we skip over that for this month, or do you have information about programs?
No, absolutely. I understand I need to get something there to help with the grant process, but for this month I think we should pass it.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. And thank you, Tom, for your marketing and information and all you're doing there. Let's move on to motions for consideration. The first motion, we need a motion to approve Bob Newman as the chair of the IJA Awards Committee for the 2010 awards.
I make that motion, Kevin Axtell.
And we need a second.
I'll second, Kevin McBeth.
And discussion. Any discussion, questions?
Go, Bob.
All right, if there's no discussion, we'll move to the vote. Is there anyone opposed to Bob Newman as chair of the IJA Awards Committee? Any abstentions? If not, passes by unanimous consent. Second motion tonight, the motion to approve Adria Moskowitz as World Juggling Day 2010 coordinator. We need a motion for that, please.
I'll make that motion. This is Richard. I make the motion to approve, Andrea.
Thank you. And the second for that, please.
Second, Kevin A.
Okay. And in discussion, I took the liberty of asking Adria if she was definitely interested in continuing in the position. She said yes, she definitely was. She already has some ideas. She already had thought about making some contacts and wanted to move ahead on this, and that is why I put it on the agenda so early. She does want to move forward. So any other comments? If not, we'll move to the vote. Anyone opposed to approving Adria Moskowitz as World Juggling Day 2010 coordinator? Any abstentions? If not, passes by unanimous consent. And the third motion, to create a marketing, this one may not be in the copy that some of you received because it was recently added. Motion to create marketing coordinator position and for Tom Wall to fill that position. Also for the creation of email address marketing at juggle.org to be created and placed on the contact page. Someone to make that motion, please.
I'll make that motion. But Kevin.
Okay, and a second, please.
I'll second. Kevin M.
And any discussion?
Thanks.
Okay, we'll move on to the vote then. Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? All right, it passes by unanimous consent. Congratulations, Tom.
All right, thank you very much.
Pleasure to be here. I'll let David Landau know to make those additions to the website.
Cool.
Next motion is to approve and institute the prop vendor discount program as outlined in attachment A that was at the end of the agenda. We need a motion to approve the discount program.
I'll move to approve it. This is Tom.
And we need a second.
I'll second. This is Richard.
And any discussion? If there's no further discussion from what we covered in the reports, we'll go to the vote. Is anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes by unanimous consent. Move forward, Tom.
All right, we'll do it.
Excellent. Next item on the motions list is to approve Rochester, Minnesota as the IJA festival site for 2011, as advised by Mike Sullivan, future festival site coordinator. We need that motion, please.
I'll make that motion. Kevin Axel.
And we need a second.
I'll second that. Kevin McBeth.
And any discussion?
Rochester's great.
It sounds like a fun city. All right, let's take it to the vote. Anyone opposed? Any abstentions?
I didn't read the report, so I'll abstain.
Okay. So Anthony Shave abstains. And the motion carries. Next motion on the agenda is a motion to approve. Oh, this is something that we did not talk about, but motion to approve a stipend for the 2010 festival director. I originally wrote this as outlined in attachment B and permission to advertise such. Can we have a motion for this? But I do want to discuss some changes.
I'll make the motion.
Who is and the motion?
Excuse me?
Who?
We need a second.
Who are you?
It's not a who right now. We're not approving a fest director.
What's the motion?
The motion is to approve a stipend for the 2010 festival director. We're looking at paying a fest director. We need a second to go into discussion. No one wants the second?
I'll make that second.
Okay.
Richard.
Richard, thank you. Okay, discussion. Sorry?
Is this legal?
It is. I had consulted with a lawyer from the Philadelphia Volunteer Lawyers Association in Philadelphia. And they have assured me that as long as we can prove that what we would pay a fest director would not exceed what a professional event coordinator would be paid, it is very legal.
Is there a minimum on that? Kim, I read that post and it made sense, but I was curious if, let's say, and I don't think this would happen, but hypothetically, if a festival director didn't make any money because of the percentage and there was never X amount of dollars made, your post mentioned that they can make too much or more than a thing, and that would be inappropriate, but can they make too little?
No, not according to the lawyer, because we've had people volunteering in the position. You can't get much less than that.
Right, I guess.
So the reason I said that we may need to change this, and I don't know if we even want to vote on this tonight. Personally, I think it might actually attract people into the fest director position. But Mike Sullivan had sent to me, and I passed it on to Kevin McBeth, a wonderful little tool that was actually better than what I had written as my attachment. You could actually figure out, here's the amount of money, base money, that we want to say is the minimum that the IJA needs to make, and here's how much percentage the fest director would make, and it has a two-tiered system in it. The original scenario was that the original scenario was that a FEST director would get a certain quarterly stipend that would be set, okay? And then based on the first $15,000 that would come into the FEST, the FEST director would earn 15% of that $15,000 or however much was made. And Kevin and Mike, please tell me if I'm explaining this improperly.
Hey, Kim?
Yep, go ahead, Kevin.
So can I just send this out to the board and let them see it?
Mike, is that all right?
It's fine with me. And, again, this is just my first pass at a both a modeling program for whatever plan the board decides upon eventually and also on a specific program, which Kim mentioned would be a two-tier program. And the features of the model that I built are that the IJA is guaranteed the first XX number of dollars of profit with no profit sharing by the FEST director, and above a certain limit, 100% of the profit goes to the IJA. So there is a two-band, or a, as we call them in the business world, two accelerator bars, where the festival director makes a bonus if they don't meet the floor of profit. They make no bonus, and once a certain level is reached, all additional profit goes to the IJA. So, in my opinion, it offers a good mixture of risk and reward for both parties, and that's what the spreadsheet tries to model for everyone.
And it's a nice little plug-in tool where you don't have to use the numbers that are right there and you don't have to manually figure them out. You just plug in the numbers, and it shows you what the FEST director would make based on the numbers you plug in. That was wonderful.
Okay, I forwarded it to the board list. I'm hesitant to vote on something like this tonight because I haven't looked at exactly how it's structured.
That's fine. Should we table it?
Yeah. Would it be possible to table and bring it up with the magazine vote next week, or the potential magazine vote next week?
I would like to do that because this is another thing that not everyone that I have approached about festival director, but at least half of them have said if it paid, they would more seriously consider taking the job. They really weren't worried about how much it paid, but they needed some sort of compensation for their time. It's getting harder and harder to get volunteers. So I have no problem tabling and including this with our emergency meeting if that's all right with everyone else.
Kim, this is Holly. One more thing to consider when you're putting this to a vote is the definition of festival profit, because that's not always as straightforward as you might think, and it really needs to be spelled out very carefully so that there's no misunderstanding between the IJA and whoever takes the job.
Okay.
You know, there are things that get allocated or that have gotten allocated in the past, like bank charges and phone charges and things and advertising in the magazine for the festival. And there are things that haven't been allocated, but you could make an argument that they should be, like professional fees. So it just needs to be made clear how that's going to work.
Okay. Kevin, did you also forward that to Holly?
I have not. Let me get that out to her.
If you could, please, that would be great.
Thanks. Holly, could I call you this weekend to discuss the profit definition?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
then we need a motion to table this. Does anyone move to table this motion?
I'll make that motion to table this motion. I'll move to table this motion. There.
Okay, thank you. And a second on that?
A second.
Anyone opposed to tabling of this motion for a festival director stipend? Any abstentions? Okay, that motion has been tabled.
By the way, one more expense is membership. Membership, people often join as they come to the festival. So the question is whether memberships should be included in this calculation of festival profit. So as Holly says, it's fairly complex.
Okay.
Yeah, and membership dues never in the past have been included in festival revenues, nor mm-hmm. have I included the video charges. Those, I've always separated those out and not included those in fest revenue or fest expenses.
Okay. So, Kevin, if you can work on that definition with Holly and make sure we're very clear on that. Okay?
Yep. Will do.
Thank you. Okay, the last motion that I had on the agenda for tonight was the motion to approve the magazine contract from Alan Howard. It was emailed upon my receipt of it from Alan to the board members on October 20th. And I do apologize for how late it got to people, but I sent it out as soon as I got it. We need a motion to approve the magazine contract.
I'll make the motion. This is Richard.
And a second on that, please.
Second that, Kevin.
Okay. And discussion. Just as a...
talking about moving to next week, right?
Yeah, yeah. If you would like to table it until next week, that's fine. The basics of the contract are right now, the way it was presented by Alan is $55,575 per year for four issues. That would be for 1,600 print copies. However, from our latest numbers, from the last numbers actually mailed out, we're very close to 1,600 now. I did a quick calculation, and it comes to just under $36 per member at 1,600. Or, no, at the 1,567, membership. I'm sorry.
What's the charge for membership for mailings for magazines over 1,600? What's the charge for additional magazine?
I would have to go back in the contract and look at that. And I don't have it up right now.
I mean, I assume it goes down.
It's $3.50.
Mm-hmm.
Per magazine.
Per magazine? Times four for a year? $14 a year?
Yes. So if that's if we have more than the contracted 1,600, I don't know what it is if we change the contracted number to something higher.
I don't know, but that's something that can be discussed with Alan as well.
That was all I wanted, just to know what the overage charge, as Kim points out, we're very close to 1,600, apparently.
Yeah, I'm not seeing an overage in here, so I would have to go back and look at this more carefully. But I can put that information up on the Board Plus forum.
Well, I'm all for it, but it does sound like we need to meet anyway this upcoming week, and it does sound like there's a few details to iron out. So I do think maybe tabling it might be the right course of action.
Okay. Yeah, I tend to agree at this point only because we're so close to that 1,600 number, and we need to be clear with Alan what happens if we go over that. And we need to understand that before we vote on it as well. Nothing else has changed from the previous contract to this one except for the dollar amount, the number of print copies that are mailed. And Alan has still agreed that he is no longer taking a $100 per issue expense account. He will pay all foreign postage. We no longer have to worry about that. and he will keep all of the ad revenue since he has to pay all the foreign postage. So those are the changes that have been made from the last contract to this proposed contract. Okay. Do we have a motion to table?
I move to table this motion for next week's meeting.
Okay. Second on the tabling?
I'll second it. This is Tom.
Okay. So we will table this motion, and we will hold a meeting next week to take the final vote. While we're on this topic, is next Wednesday at 8 p.m. okay for everyone?
It's not good for me.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not the best for me either, but...
What about Tuesday of next week?
That will be okay.
Definitely not for me.
Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't work for me. Later on in the week is best for me, personally.
Thursday?
Busy. Thursday works for me, Richard.
Anthony, does Thursday work for you?
Yes.
Anyone that Thursday does not work for?
Me, Kevin Macbeth.
Okay.
Is it possible to vote by proxy?
Martin, on an issue like this, can we vote via internet?
I have no idea. I wouldn't try to do a proxy thing. I mean, if he can in, all he has to do is be able to call in from somewhere for 5 minutes and vote, if that's just the issue.
Is it the time, Kevin?
Let me check. I have something Thursday next week, but I don't have the time written down.
Okay.
Give me a few minutes.
Okay. All right, while Kevin is checking on that, does anyone have any varia this evening? Nothing. I just want to make a comment that the board is really impressive in how much work we have all been doing. New programs are coming through. We're making motion and headway in a lot of different areas, and I just want to take this opportunity to thank every single board member and every single officer, Mike, Holly, Marilyn, just everyone involved for everything you are doing. The IJA has been in some rough times, as we all know, and it is very refreshing to see forward movement and people that are enthusiastic about moving the organization forward. So thank you all. Martin, I don't want to miss you as well. Thank you so much.
Okay. Can we go like half an hour earlier, so 7:30 Eastern time?
I'm good with that. Is everyone else all right with 7:30 Thursday?
That's great.
That sounds pretty good. That's exactly when I get off of work, so I might be like a minute or two late, but that should work for me.
Okay. All right, let's do that Thursday, 7:30 p.m., and that'll be for the magazine and the FEST director stipend issue. Okay?
I hope to be having discussions about these issues by email and forum in between so that you can keep that meeting.
I agree. I agree. If we're discussing online and through emails, things can move a lot quicker. Okay. Next up is our next meeting date. That usually falls around Thanksgiving. I don't remember. Thanksgiving's the 26th, correct?
Yep.
Our next regular meeting, third Wednesday, is November 18th. Is that a problem for anyone?
What's the date, Kim?
November 18th.
Hold on a second. November 1st, 18th. I should be okay for that.
Okay. Is everyone else okay with November 18th?
Great.
Okay. So November 18th at 8 p.m. will be our next regular meeting. And anything further from anyone?
Everybody should come to the St. Louis Festival this weekend. That's all I have to say.
I would love to. I saw the Golden Rabbit, is it? Is that
That's
for
great.
The St. Louis Festival? It looks awesome. All right. We need a motion to adjourn then.
I'll move to adjourn. This is Tom.
And a second, please.
Second. Yep.
Okay. Anyone opposed? If not, the meeting is adjourned at 9:14 p.m. Thank you all so, so much. Kevin, you said you... Sorry? Kevin, you said you needed to talk to me. Do you want to hold on the line for a minute or two? Or?
I need to step out for a few minutes. I'll give you a call.
Okay. I will be at home.
Great.
Thanks. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Yeah.
Bye.